You're listening to the audio production of Radical Love, Learning to Accept Yourself and Others by Zachary Levi, published by Harper Horizon and read by the author.
I dedicate this book to my mom, Susie, and all those like her, who left us before knowing how truly loved they really were. In telling my story, my deepest desire is to encourage you to tell your own. Then, perhaps, we can finally learn to radically love, radically accept, and radically forgive ourselves and each other at last. Preface: The Book in Your Hand. The book you have in your hand was supposed to have been in your hand a year ago. It was written, all but finished. Just a few final tweaks and I was ready to hit send. It was, I hoped, a powerful and compelling tale of my mental health journey from the depths of despair and depression to recovery, culminating in my greatest, or at the very least best-known, professional achievement, being cast in the title role of the movie Shazam. At that point, the subtitle of the book was going to be From Suicide to Superhero, because that was my story. I had reached the point where I didn't want to go on living, and then a month later, I was back to work with a new lease on life. I'd been to hell and back and come through more or less in one piece. I wasn't magically cured. I still had issues to work on, and I was working on them. But I had an uplifting tale to tell about hope, perseverance, acceptance, and above all, radical love. Wanting to share my experience to help others, I started doing interviews with various podcasts and publications, and a very kind editor at HarperCollins reached out to inquire if I'd be interested in putting my thoughts and experiences down in a book. I'd never once imagined my life being important enough to take up a whole book that other human beings would pay actual money for. Still, given how vital and important it is for our society to address the subject of mental health, I felt that if I could use my story in whatever platform I'd been given to help anyone out there who's struggling, it would be a worthwhile thing to do. I think vulnerability is important. I think it's a superpower. It feels awkward and scary to be open and real with people, but it has only ever brought positive things into my life. Plus, I genuinely feel it's a part of my responsibility to talk about the struggles I've had. Maybe I can write something informative and illuminating, I thought, and hopefully even a little entertaining as well. So, I sat down and poured my heart out and wrote the book. It was pretty much ready to go, and the sequel to Shazam was just about ready to film, and then, boom, the whole world shut down, and it exploded. In the spring and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?